AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Vice President Mike Pence is in Indonesia praising its democracy and moderate form of Islam.
Our two countries share many common values, including freedom, the rule of law, human rights, and religious diversity.
Indonesia is on President Trump's trade hit list of nations that he considers the U.S. is losing out to in trade.
Under President Trump's leadership, the United States seeks trade relationships that are both free and fair, that spur job creation and economic growth for both parties.
American astronaut Jack Fisher is on his first space flight. He and a Russian cosmonaut on board a Soyuz space capsule blasted off this morning for the International Space Station.
See the engines starting to ramp up.
Engine.
The engines firing now, building up to flight speed and liftoff. Jack Fisher and Fyodor Yurchikhin on their way to the International Space Station.
They reached orbit 9 minutes later. A little stuffed dog hanging from a string in the capsule started to float. Fox TV host Bill O'Reilly's been fired following a drumbeat of sexual harassment allegations, and the late night guys are taking notice. Stephen Colbert.
A lot of people watched him. He had the number one cable news show for 15 years until today. Because Bill O'Reilly has been fired by Fox News.
Now, Dana Perino, who's been sitting in for O'Reilly recently, announced last night that he is no longer with the network. Today will likely be another day of legal wrangling over Arkansas's plan to execute inmates in the coming week. One inmate's execution scheduled for tonight was at least stopped temporarily, and Arkansas's ability to use one of its execution drugs is being called into question. This is AP Radio News. President Trump welcomed the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots to the White House yesterday.
The president said the Patriots had their backs against the wall in the Super Bowl, down by 25 points, and the pundits said they couldn't come back.
Good old pundits. Boy, they're wrong a lot, aren't they?
The president said the Patriots pulled one of the greatest comebacks of all time. He credits coach Bill Belichick's system.
Whether you're trying to win a Super Bowl or rebuild our country, as coach Belichick would say, there are no days off.
Some Patriots players were not at the White House for political reasons. Quarterback Tom Brady wasn't there because of a personal family matter. Brady had posted a photo of his parents on Instagram, wishing them a happy anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president did not talk about former Patriot Aaron Hernandez and his apparent suicide in prison in Massachusetts, where he was doing life without parole for murder. He was 27 years old. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.